An atomic bomb of words rocked the conservative talk radio world on Tuesday evening when Dr. Michael Savage signed on to his national radio show and declared that the accused mass murderer from last Friday's horrific shootings and bombing in Oslo, Anders Breivik, is a Christian. Many of you in this listening audience heard his words since we carry Dr. Savage's show on this station. And I suspect many of you, like me, thought, please don't do this, Dr. Savage. You're only helping the communist left in their efforts to defeat us. Well, he did it. And I suspect he heard from more than a few people who vehemently disagreed with him. Tuesday was the same day in which my column titled Norway Shooter Bomber Not Christian, Probably Not Lone was broadcast here locally and published at DakotaVoice.com. In it, I presented what I now see was a simplistic, basic argument that Breivik's actions demonstrated that he is not a Christian. I jumped out there with such statements as this, quote, "First of all, anyone who is truly a Christian, who understands Christianity and God's word, knows there is no way in the universe that the evil animal or animals who committed those atrocious murders is anything remotely resembling a Christian, much less a Christian fundamentalist, which simply means a Christian who believes in the fundamental truths of the Bible without all the man-made extras that some Christian religions add to it. This lost young man's actions cannot in any way be considered the behavior of a Christian." End quote, as I put it. Now that's easy for me to say, isn't it? What did Dr. Savage do on Tuesday? Well, it's also easy to say that he irked a lot of people. But more than that, he caused many people to step back and do some deeper thinking. It was certainly simple for me to pronounce this Norwegian monster to be un-Christian, but can I defend that position? That is the question that Dr. Savage is forcing us to answer, if we are honestly seeking to discern truth. Due to deadline time constraints, I've only been able to read a small portion of the more than 1,800-paged manifesto, which has been attributed to Breivik. But what I have read only reinforces the unease I expressed in Tuesday's column that this Breivik fellow seems like a perfect candidate to have been a creation of the radical communist left. Think Reichstag fire on steroids here. If that sounds crazy, just bear with me a little here. The parts of the manifesto which are attributed to him sound quite mature and learned for someone so young, 32 years old, although he may just be a brilliant-minded monster, who knows? I was amazed at the conservative message in the writings, and in many ways it reads like something that could have been written by someone here in America, in that the conservatism and patriotism of what I read is very similar to that found among conservative American patriots. It begins with an in-depth dissection and repudiation of political correctness, which he calls cultural Marxism, and moves on to lay bare the history of the Islamists and the truth about the violent nature of Muhammad's false religion, which, in truth, is merely a political militant ideology couched in religious phrasing. A large portion of the manifesto is made up of copied writings from various sources. The sources are credited, and I was a bit shocked, though I should not have been, to see conservative, even Christian websites quoted, including WorldNet Daily, Free Republic, Jihad Watch, Atlas Shrugs, and many others. Someone did some heavy-duty research in compiling this giant volume, and they made sure to use some of the most beloved websites of conservatives here in America. What better sources to use if your goal is to besmirch conservative patriots and ultimately attempt to create a false connection to horrific murders? Some of those sites are the most reviled of the left. Toward the end of it, he gets into how to design your own body armor and recipes and instructions for creating explosive material, which I scanned in amazement. He also includes some personal diary-type entries near the end as well. Breivik does cite biblical scripture. What I saw in his use, or misuse rather, of scripture was mainly a person who was using the Bible to justify being a warrior in the physical sense, not in the spiritual sense that Christ calls us to be. I also saw the religion Breivik claims as superior is Catholicism, which explains some things to me. I have very deep problems with Catholicism, although that's not the point of this column. So, is Breivik a Christian? Let us take a look at some of the words of Jesus. He warns his disciples and all others who would come after them to not be deceived. As he said in Matthew chapter 24, "Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, 'I am Christ,' and shall deceive many." Jesus is clearly saying that there will be a multitude of liars who claim to be of Christ or Christian, but in reality, they are deceitful and will lead many others astray, away from his truth. That includes false versions of Christianity and various other fallacious belief systems by which billions of people are deceived. Likewise, Jesus says in Matthew 7, "Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow is the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. Watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. By their fruit you will recognize them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, by their fruit you will recognize them. Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons, and in your name perform many miracles?' Then I will tell them plainly, 'I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers.'" End quote. Those are seriously chilling words to the world. First of all, Jesus is saying that most people will not choose salvation through him. Instead, most people will choose to take that broad, easy road to eternal destruction. He further makes it quite clear that there will be many people who lived their lives falsely claiming to be Christian who will find themselves standing before him on that final day wherein Jesus will reject them because they first rejected him. What is the mark of a Christian? Jesus said those who belong to him are the ones who do the will of God. Before Jesus came and fulfilled the whole requirement of the law, mankind lived under a death sentence because every man has sinned, and God's set penalty for sin is death, period. Now that Jesus, who, as God in the flesh, lived a sinless life, has paid the death price for all our sins, we are under a new covenant of grace, freely given by God through Jesus, his Son, if we choose to accept it. Where does Jesus tell us to plot the murder of our fellow man in order to terrorize people into seeing things our way? Where does Jesus tell us to take up arms to protect our nations and our Western way of life? Where does Jesus tell us we must fight our worldly enemies until we prevail? The answer to all of the above is nowhere. In fact, our true struggle is not against our fellow man, although our fellow man can most certainly be our earthly enemy, and often is. The real fight and our real enemies are in the spirit realm, as the word of the Lord through Paul plainly states in Ephesians chapter 6. Quote, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm, then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people." End quote. This is certainly a war, all right, but you can plainly see the weapons are not physical weapons, but spiritual ones. Breivik is deceived if he believes the Lord has commanded us to kill people to preserve our Western heritage. There is a time for a just war to preserve a nation, and those wars are undertaken by governments of men. But what Breivik did can in no way be considered just. Jesus does not endorse lawlessness. As Christians, we are told to obey the laws of man as long as they do not go against the laws of God. Breivik broke both man's law and God's law when he plotted, then committed mass murder. He is not a soldier sent to battle by a legitimate authority. He is a man of lawless atrocity, and he is a liar if he claims to be doing it with the consent of Christ. But the big lie is everywhere, whereas the truth is a precious and rare thing to find in this jungle of deceit in which we live. One of the oldest and most commonly used tricks, or lies, is to misuse and misinterpret Scripture to justify works of evil. We have seen this done throughout history. Just because a person uses words from the Bible does not mean he knows or belongs to Jesus, does not mean he's a Christian. From the very beginning in the garden, Satan has always twisted God's word, and he could not be further from being a Christian. When Satan, through those people he has inspired, uses the Bible, it is only for purposes of deceit, and he has an astonishingly successful track record with doing so. Breivik's misuse of the Bible and his citing of conservative and Christian websites do not prove that he is a Christian, and his actions, his fruit, demonstrate that he is not even in the universe of Christianity. Besides being most certainly infested with demons, Breivik is very deceived at the least, or worse, is an operative for a much deeper and darker battle than we are being told. The battle against true patriots and true Christians everywhere who oppose the evil globalist rulers and their plans. Either way, Breivik will now be a weapon used against us. No, Anders Breivik is not a Christian. But even to such a monster as he, as to every person on earth, the free offer of salvation and forgiveness of sins is still extended by the grace and mercy of God our Father in heaven through Christ Jesus, his Son. If Breivik repents of his sins and accepts Jesus as his Lord and Savior before he dies. I'm Gina Miller.